to the penultimate adventure in Candlekeep Mysteries called Alcazar's Appendix, and it just so happens that this falls on the 300th episode. It's crazy to think back at all the adventures we've had and all the jokes we've told, and to think we probably have a good 20 more episodes in us before Big Bean kills Cliff over something. Don't worry, we'll totally record that. It's ratings gold! Let's roll! Alright, and we're back.
We're back.
No more talking about your kids shitting everywhere. It's not everywhere.
No, it's everywhere.
No, it is. Oh. It's the fucking worst. Alright, so you guys are leveling up to 15.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, why don't we go with Cliff? We'll go around the horn. And roll your HP here.
I'm rolling twice, which is not correct.
You wish. After your character literally died last adventure.
I would like to roll 20.
Don't worry, these get easier as they go on.
Can you come back to me, please?
No.
Do you want me to start and we'll get
sure, going? Yeah, okay. Fine. Truck stop.
That was my constitution modifier.
I'm 7, so I got 9.
Nice. And what do you get anything special for level 15?
Yes. I have resistance to basically all damage of non-magical variety.
Mm.
So bludgeoning, slashing, all that stuff.
Nice. Bludgeoning. All right there, Big Bean, you can go. Who's this
for? Oh, wait.
Is this Jet Run or?
What is it? How many do we roll?
You roll 2 and take the higher.
Okay. This is Jet Run. Oh, nice. Rolled an 8. So 8.
Nice.
For Jet Run.
Plus your constitution modifier.
He has no constitution modifier.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Luckily you rolled an 8 then.
Oh, my God.
You need constitution.
No shit.
And a war cleric.
Hey.
That's fine. He'll be good.
He'll never go down.
Never.
He put everything into strength and wisdom and charisma.
What do you need charisma for?
I don't know. No, actually, he didn't put anything into charisma. It just goes up because of what he is.
Gay. Super, take a lot of charisma.
Super duper gay.
Alright, Inferno.
Let's see, roll D6. Okay.
There we go.
Nice, 6.
Nice.
And he gets plus 3.
Nice.
That's a 9.
But do either of those get anything good for their level 15s?
They get new spells.
Ooh.
So not really.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, he just puts whatever spell he wants down. I know. I know how it works.
How dare you?
5.
Nice. That would have saved you last round.
It sure would have.
Anything cool for Bara?
No. Bara doesn't have to eat anymore.
Good for you, Bara.
Nice.
Do you still shit? I would assume not.
What do we say you guys get for monthly stipends here?
250.
250. So you get 250. There's four of you now. So
can we sell the books too?
So you sell the books. You will each get 1,500 gold then for the month total.
For everything? Okay.
Unless there was anything else. Was there anything else you collected during the?
Yeah, I got something.
Yeah, I got something too. I have the Sword of Sharpness. I forgot about that.
Oh, shit.
Anybody use a longsword?
No.
No.
My character in the new campaign will.
I'd like to gift the Sword of Sharpness. What's your character's name?
Smiter.
Smiter. To Smiter.
No.
Come on!
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't ask the DM. May
yes,
I?
No, okay. That's okay.
No!
I think he would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but he does.
All right.
Anything but.
Would you like to do some purchasing? I assume.
Hold on.
You probably don't need any potions. Because you
that's
couldn't
funny.
Use any last time.
Remember? Tell yourself.
Remember that was part of it?
Yeah, I get it.
You're gonna get fucked up this time.
Oh my God.
God damn it.
We got fucked up last time.
Really fucked up.
We don't like this. This is not good anymore. Let's go back to the first adventure where we were walking around the house.
So we get 1750, right?
1500.
Is that plus the 250?
That's with the 250.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was Barra's first Avenger.
It's a death.
That's the biggest adventure.
I'm reborn. I'm like, this is my first adventure all over again.
This is it, guys. Starting fresh.
I mean, you could choose not to be revivified if you wanted to.
You could.
Does he want to just die?
Yeah, does anybody want a ring of jumping?
His name is not Cliff T. Pallet.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a ring of jumping?
I'll take it. Why would I?
Are you going to use it, or otherwise I'll sell it?
Yeah, sell it. I don't want it.
All right, I'm going to sell. How much for a ring of jumping?
It's only uncommon.
Okay.
It's only common.
It's not going to be great.
I mean, it's uncommon.
I'm trying to find that. Where's the list that tells you what level rounds of magic item prices?
Jerwin has a one gem eye patch for 2,500 gold pieces.
Well, let's sell it.
We were going to split that, weren't we, Jerwin?
Yeah, Jerwin. Okay. Jerwin will not be a douche.
That's right. Inferno's the douche.
Then you all get 600 and 25 more gold pieces for that. For the ring of jumping, you can get 300 gold pieces.
Nice. What about the sword of sharpness?
What was that, 325 more gold pieces?
625.
625, sorry.
You just keep saying numbers at me.
733.
Please don't yell at him. He's not intelligent.
Mm-hmm. He's had a lot of pizza.
I have. I'm starting to pass out.
I'm feeling good. Yeah. Oh, that's a pretty good one. Pretty good one.
Oh, can I buy a three?
Wait, he's looking up the sword of sharpness price.
Eat shit.
Oh my god.
So the dwarf that runs the shop says, like, this thing's pretty tough to sell to get a good price. I can either get you a quick price at 20,000 gold. Or if you give me another additional monk, meaning you'll have it for the next adventure after you can get 30,000 gold.
Wait, this thing's worth 20,000 gold right now?
Yeah.
And we have another monk that we're working?
Mm-hmm.
Do we need anything right now? Let me think about it. I'll let you know.
You're going to have to tell him pretty soon.
No, give me, like, he's looking for something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, take your time.
I would
take
like.
Take your time. He fucking stares at me expectantly. Like, sure.
Take your fucking time, dude.
I would like to buy a 300 gold diamond.
Okay, yeah, you can get this.
Oh, thanks.
Revivify.
Do you want a couple of those?
I would like one of those as well.
You want one of those?
I still have mine.
You have yours?
Yeah, I didn't use Reviv.
Do you see you have three of them? That's probably enough.
I'm sorry.
If you have to use all four, something's gone wrong.
Exactly. I don't think you can. I don't think that would work.
Who can cast Revivify in this group?
I can.
Okay. Well, you got two of it. That's pretty good.
That's why the two of us will go down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Immediately. That was close.
Oh, I have 250 gold pieces of mechanical stuff.
Okay, you know what? That's fine.
Okay. God damn it, I just erased 250 gold pieces. Or 300 gold pieces. Yeah.
Do you have a plate plus two?
That play plus two is expensive.
It is. Somebody fucking asked.
Oh my god.
Sorry, Barra. Yeah, he died, so he's a little touchy.
Play plus two is going to be, it would be, again, it's a very rare thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I can either find it right away for 40,000 gold pieces. If you wait a month, it would be 35,000 gold pieces.
I'll hold off on that for
okay.
now. I'll give you some gold.
Cool, I'll take some.
No, he doesn't pay back. So. Actually, you don't pay him back, right? Who took gold and it was a big issue?
No, he took gold and I asked him like 2 minutes later, like, going back. And he got real testy, real fast about it. He did pay it back.
Testy.
But it was very testy.
Could you ask me like immediately?
Almost immediately, yeah, for sure.
I know.
I'm aware what I did. I did it on purpose.
Yeah, I have three greater potions of healing, so I don't think I need that.
I have two superior.
How much gold's everyone got?
I have 5,305 for.
I have 3,000.
Jump run.
Jump up.
Jump up.
Kyothi was, I think it's around 3,400.
Oh. I thought you were going to say 1,000.
No.
You said 100.
You know what? I'm going to. You have like a dagger. I don't know.
I got daggers.
Plus one. Maybe dagger poison. Maybe. I don't know. What you got?
Does he have dagger poison?
You have dagger
poison. What are you talking about?
Isn't that just poison?
Do you have dagger fluid?
That sounds like something that Inferno would tell Barra to ask for.
Yeah.
I have to get my dagger fluid checked.
Dude, that is one of my favorite things that pops up on the internet every once in a while.
Oh, the
like,
winner.
They said that there's no blinker fluid. I look like an idiot.
He said, actually, we do have a dagger of venom.
Ooh, that's poison.
It's 2,500 gold pieces.
Is that right?
It does one. It's a plus one. It does 1d4 piercing damage. You can use an action to cause a thick black poison to coat the blade. It remains for 1 minute, or until an attack using this weapon hits a creature. They must succeed a DC 15 Constitution saving throw, or take 2d10 poison damage and become poisoned for 1 minute. You can do this once a day.
Mm-hmm. How much is just a regular dagger plus one?
Uh, 150 gold pieces.
Oh my god, that's a big difference. I don't know if the poison is enough. Like, it's a very limited poison skill.
Who knows? But poison something is usually you coat the thing for it.
Yeah. And yeah, I'll just take the plus one.
All right.
And I'll sell you my regular. How much for a regular will you take?
One gold.
One gold.
Cool.
Yep. Oh.
Do you have anything that'll raise my armor class as a mage? I already have a cloak of protection.
Do you allow it to stack with the ring of protection? No.
No.
Yeah, we already discussed
same
that.
Same magical effect.
I thought so.
No, that's not true.
How many things you got attuned anyway? Mm. Oh my god.
Do you have any amulets of the devout?
Oh yeah, you're real devout.
I am to myself.
Mm. Amulet of the Devout.
Man. Yes. And there's three different levels.
You can use your channel without expending one of these features uses. Huh? Okay, it gives you the thing. What level are you looking for?
Either two or three.
I locked in 26.
Shut up, bitch! What the fuck is going on back there?
Two would be 5,000.
And three?
Much more than that. Much, much more. Would you like to know how much more?
Yes.
40,000.
Wow. That is much more.
It's the jump from plus twos to plus threes are massive.
Yeah, because you go to almost like legendary type status. I'll be willing to give you 800. Huh? I will loan you 800 gold. I have a $20,000 or 20,000 gold sword in my.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to help much.
Okay, I'm just telling them.
I'm just telling
them. See, it gets me a plus two bonus to attack spell rolls, and also the saving throw DCs go up. So now my spells can become more effective.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah. 5,000.
Mm-hmm. You selling that sword?
And I get 20 right now, 20,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you see him pull out his own wallet and count out 20,000 hand for you.
What would a light fingered monk do right around now?
You're going to steal from this guy?
Good nature.
He's a monk. I'm a thief.
Alright, so I'll delete that and then add 15.
Like the armor and Candlekeep is not going to have protection around them.
Mm. Oh, how much for this Ioun Stone of Awareness?
Where the fuck are you guys getting all this shit? Jesus Christ.
Google, we almost
friends.
Died.
Yeah. We're taking this very seriously right now.
Let me roll for that. Let me see.
No, it needs to be a 2.
You get 2,000.
Let's get rid of it. Seems a little low. It's a wondrous item. Wonder.
It's a rare.
Do you still have haste? I'll hold on to it.
I'm going to take off my ring of haste then.
Some of the other ones are spot.
Okay. So if I'm not at you,
there's a mastery one that increases your proficiency bonus by 1. That's pretty awesome.
Wait, well, you know what? That's not the one that I found. Okay.
I'm just saying, if you brought that one to me.
That would have been a good one. How much for the robe of the Archmagi? Magi.
Oh my god. I don't think I can get that right away.
Get it!
Do it, you dumb bitch. That's a very specific item.
All specific. Dude, this is great. It pushed all my spell DCs to 17.
I will pay you.
Oh my god.
What?
I mean, this thing's gonna. First off, you can't get it in the month. There's no way. And after that, I mean, I don't even know. I'd have to go find someone, but it's probably gonna exceed 100,000.
We'll give you 1,000.
How much?
Not me. I'm not buying it for me.
I have some gold.
It's a wondrous item.
Plus this body.
This thing is.
Oh, but that wondrous item plus this body. Yeah. How about this wondrous item?
This is not a robe of the Archmage. This is. The robe of the Archmage.
I know.
This is a thing.
But if it was a robe, I don't even know if it exists.
Yeah, if it was just a random one. Random Archmage, maybe.
Can I get a random robe of the Archmage?
You're gonna steal an Archmage's robe?
Aaron, they don't like when you just take their robes.
Get so angry.
No, that one, I don't think you're gonna be able to get that one.
Fine.
That's the one with all my pockets, come on!
Puts away his 100,000.
Do we have a bag of holding?
No.
Probably should come on.
Hey.
You have a bag of holding?
Yeah. How much? 250 gold.
I'll take it.
I got a couple, actually, if you want another one.
Really?
We're a very magical place.
I put the bag of holding in the bag.
Oh my god!
No, you can't do that!
Space kind.
He takes the first one away from him. Yeah, I think someone else gets this.
He's like...
No! He shoots you in the head with a blunderbuss.
It actually would explode. You know that, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
A blunderbuss, damn. His head would go everywhere.
Oh, look, it's better than everyone's head going everywhere.
It's true.
So.
I'm assuming a shield plus 3 is...
Yeah, shield plus 2 we can get you, but shield plus 3 is a...
Yeah, I have a shield plus 2.
All right. Sounds like you guys
I'm
going to go get some donuts. Close
up
the shop.
Is he turning away business?
Not his business. He just works there. He's like a liaison. He's not making the money. Except for maybe on your sword. You have a suspicion he might have. He might be selling it and keeping the extra.
He's stealing that sword.
Okay, he's not stealing it.
Son of a bitch.
He's just holding it for a little longer to get a better price. He's not going anywhere in next month. He can, you know.
Can I get red sneakers?
No.
Yeah, we actually got some from the Red Horn Inn. They got Red Horn Inn on the side.
No! Fuck that! Fuck that place.
Oh my god.
Sneakers come down to a point. You're just walking on the edge of a horn.
you see him drink from a cup that says Red Horn Inn, if you remember.
I smacked it out of his hand.
Whoa! I get half price beer with this mug.
Fuck them.
Dude, that's fucked up. I take out my cup and start drinking out of it.
Smacks it out of your hand.
Dude, what the fuck?
This guy's a maniac. I need to get some of their fucking...
I do have a red horn goblet. Fuck.
Yeah, you bought it.
Yeah, you bought it.
Why did I do
You're
that?
You're a hypocrite, man.
I am a hypocrite.
You're such a bitch.
Oh, I do have the alchemy jugs, but
Ooh, let's make some soy sauce.
I can make some soy sauce. How much would you pay for a gallon of soy sauce, buddy?
I'm not the chefs.
How much would you pay for a gallon of soy sauce?
How much would I personally pay?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would give you, I don't know, 20 gold.
All right.
I'm gonna come back tomorrow.
That'll give me forever. This is gonna be my own. I'm gonna keep this soy sauce for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, here you go. Here's a gallon of soy sauce.
I'm not drinking a gallon of soy sauce.
Pour it.
Pour it on the counter.
Actually, I do it. I do it just because I think the joke's hilarious. I don't care about the money.
Is this Inferno?
Yeah.
He's such a dick.
He gets his horn and fills it up and gives you a couple gold.
Okay.
Fucking dick.
Wow. He's the worst. Nobody likes him.
I'd be more mad, but this stuff is good.
He's laughing hysterically. And at all the soy sauce.
You ever dip your salt, your bread in it? So good.
Okay.
Bread
he gets a hard piece of bread and dips it in soy sauce and then eats it. Good stuff.
All right. Can we go?
You guys are the one hanging out here.
Hey, you like
usually
tea?
People come in and ask me to mend their like leather pants or whatever the fuck they have.
Oh, you like mayonnaise?
That's me.
I have two alchemy jugs. Do you like mayonnaise?
Yeah, I mean, I like mayonnaise, but it's not that hard to make.
All right.
Vinegar and eggs, right?
Do you want some mayonnaise? It's not vinegar and eggs. It's oil and eggs, you weirdo.
Oil and eggs, sorry. I'm not a chef.
It's true.
He's I'll take some at mayo with my sandwich here.
Okay.
With my soy sauce sandwich.
Dump some mayo.
Just oozes out. Look, you can make a soy sauce aioli.
There you go, buddy.
That's a good idea.
Is it?
Look, he's real bored, alright? He's staying at Gandalf. He doesn't like reading, so he's not real much to do here.
Oh, that was worth it.
Okay, I gotta go now.
Alright, bye guys.
Okay, bye.
See you next month when you get paid and you waste all your money.
What?
I don't know what to buy.
You can buy some nice potions.
Yeah, that's why I bought the dagger plus ones. It was like, whatever.
I could buy, like, I guess I'll buy another potion of greater healing, or two more potions of greater healing.
Okay. Do you want to know the cost of those, or do you know?
They're 100 gold pieces.
There you go.
Why don't you just ask him?
I don't need to.
Because he wants to feel like...
You can buy the superior ones.
How much is that?
500.
Nah.
They're way better, though.
I'll take one of those.
It's 8d4 plus 8.
You already really? Have one. I'm going to take another one.
Well, you know what? I'll take two of those. How much? They're 500?
Yeah. You can also buy the Supreme healing.
I could buy the Supremes?
Yeah. 5,000 gold pieces.
It comes with
but it's lettuce, 10d4 tomato, plus 20. Cream.
Yum. Huh?
10d4 plus 20.
How much are they?
5,000.
No, I'll just take the Superior. Thank you.
Okay.
Fuck who? Is that a fucking idiot?
Oh.
He just dumped a bunch of shit on the counter, so.
Yeah, I know.
I know, it was really funny, wasn't it?
Maybe for an idiot.
Well.
He's laughing. How much for a potion of vitality?
What, are you having a hard time?
I get it up.
The only thing is I didn't ask you for your advice.
Inferno goes, yeah, how much for that potion of vitality?
Don't sell him one.
All right, let me.
I would also like a wand of whole person.
Do not sell that wand of whole person.
He's gonna fuck Jut Run. 3,500 gold pieces.
3,500. Never mind.
Guess that's not happening.
What does it do?
It removes any exhaustion you are suffering and cures any disease or poison affecting you. And for the next 24 hours, you regain the maximum number of hit points for any hit die you spend.
I mean, I have things like Cleansing Touch and Lay on Hands, and, like, it's kind of redundant.
Yeah, unless you die.
Yeah, all right. Given. In that case, the tank goes down. Or, you know, you guys choose not to fucking use it on me like you always do. Aren't you living and breathing because of us? I died!
Dude, Chutrun's like, I died saving you twice.
I mean, you didn't die. You were petrified. It's different.
It is different.
Different thing.
It's different.
Is it?
Your soul doesn't go anywhere.
All right, whatever.
My soul left.
It was like, peace.
Later, guys.
Bye. Deuces.
Even his soul is gross.
I thought that was the soul leaving as a chef.
Yeah. How his soul made that noise.
It's weird. I don't want to save him now.
I hope it rejects this Revify. Ah, he's back.
Back, bitches!
Wait, you fart when you come back too? Is that the soul entering?
Yeah.
I even think it'll be more like a suction sound.
It's like, did you ever blow into a vagina?
I have, yes. I told you that story.
One time, mom and I.
No, my ex. She didn't like it.
What?
Believe it or not. It was like... I'm like, yay, it's clapping for me.
Encore.
She didn't find it that funny.
That's why you got that Santa, the computer.
That fucking Santa computer, yeah.
All right, you guys good?
Uh-huh.
All right. That was a quick 25 minutes of leveling up and chopping.
Shut up.
Math is hard. Let's go shopping.
I'm gonna buy some rings now. Alright, so you guys are back and doing your thing. Candlekeep. You're all blinged out with your new stuff. Mm-hmm. And May comes in.
Oh god damn it.
And she kind of got like a excited look on her face.
Oh god.
What does that look like? It's gotta be horrifying.
Mm. Got an erection.
Mm. My glitch real hard. I can see it through your robe, man.
There's a reason for that. You see, this book I'm holding, it's Alcazar's appendix. Have you ever heard of Alcazar?
An appendix? It looks like a book.
You're a retard.
Did you hear I did with the soy sauce and the mayo there?
What? No, I don't talk to him.
Okay.
Oh. We just fuck.
I come in with a bag on your head.
I would.
And anyway, Alcazar was fucking hot.
What?
He was hot. You never heard of the adventurer Alcazar? He wrote this other book. She brought out this big giant book. Yeah, this is a list of all his adventures he did. And he actually came to Candlekeep a long time ago and did a presentation on his stuff. One of the adventures he did. It was
like a PowerPoint?
Hot as shit. He's got a fucking hot mustache.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
May, please stop. Please stop. We start hearing dripping.
Basement's flooding.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's what you hear is the rain hitting the deck out there.
May, please stop.
Anyway, isn't this appendix is one adventure he did not complete. But I feel in my bones that we're going to need the reward that he was...
Wait, hold on. This super great adventurer couldn't complete this one adventure. And you want us to do it.
You see the massive book of adventures he completed? And then this one, he...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He couldn't complete this one, and you want us to do it? And he's like this super massive adventurer?
Well, he was cut off by a sandstorm and turned around. And didn't make the rest of the journey.
Quote, turned around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But anyway...
Okay.
I'll tell you what's in this book, okay?
Okay.
So, Alcazar was searching for a nether scroll. Do you fellas know what the Netherese Empire is?
The Nether Regions?
No, you fucking retard. The Netherese Empire.
No,
you've been here fucking 2 years.
That's all I've been doing is fucking...
The Netherese Empire was Empire of Wizards, and they got too powerful, and then they got fucked over, and they're all gone. But they left in the world some artifacts that are extremely powerful. So one of those things is a scroll of their magic, which we think we may need to fight against the coming disaster that you guys are trying to prep for.
Wait, we've been prepping for a disaster this
whole
time?
Remember, you've been searching for various topics. We had a prophecy that something was coming up. And that's the whole reason you've been here.
I don't remember.
Oh my god.
I don't remember that, man.
We're fucking doomed.
At this point, I thought we were just errand boys getting paid a lot.
Yeah. Well, we got one more errand for you, boy.
How do you know?
So he's looking for this nether scroll, which contains you know, big magic shit.
Oh.
Can I, would I be able to use it?
No, it's this, we're sending you to get it. Anything else you find is yours to keep, but we're sending, Candlekeep is sending you out to get this scroll.
Right. Can you answer my first question?
Well, I mean, we don't know how to use, we don't know what's in it. Mm. But we know that the nether scrolls are worth getting no matter what. If we can.
Okay.
Anyway, in the Anara desert, he came across a stone golem. Alcazar believed this golem.
And the stone golem was like, ew!
Was the legendary Sapphire Sentinel.
Sapphire Sentinel? Mm-hmm. The stone golem was named the Sapphire Sentinel?
Yes. Rumored to have been created by Netherese wizards to protect one of the fabled nether scrolls under the control of Prince Hamukai.
Abubu.
Hamukai. The golem recognized its master's name in Hamukai when Alcazar mentioned it. From that point on, the golem followed him, obeying his commands. The golem communicated through sign language, you know, with hand gestures. I know, and stuff.
Yeah, we all know sign language. Oh my god.
And but it seemed lost and sad.
You seem lost and sad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How could you tell?
Alcazar met Badin nomads. Badin are the people that live in the Anara
desert. Oh my god, is this, like, or is there someone we need to kill, or is this a history lesson?
Would you like to know what's in this book?
Yeah,
you want to get the book? I'll get the book.
I have the book.
I want to know what's in the book. Jot runs like, I too would like to know what's in the book.
She eats some Skittles and M&M's.
Oh god, May, please stop doing that. Not mixed together.
Mm, so good.
Gross. Can you at least separate them for us?
I call them Simpsons.
Simpsons. Oh, fuck. All right.
Anyway, yeah. He met up with some big need nomads. It's so hard to do this voice for so long.
Some big what?
Nomads.
Badin nomads.
Bidet.
So who said they knew of a place that held clues about the golem, but it was in purple worm territory and not, you know, dicks.
We weren't thinking dicks. We know what purple worms are.
Why,
we get it,
why would we be thinking dicks?
You want to see my purple worm?
I got a purple worm. Oh. Thinking about Alcazar.
It's real ashy.
One out later.
Why is it ashy? I like to bang candles.
He followed the Badin guides until a sandstorm obscured the route and the camels ran off. And after losing his guides and transportation, Alcazar called an end to the expedition. Before he left the desert, Alcazar inscribed a magical tracer on the golem and hoped that he could find it again. And then here on this final page of the story are some cryptic symbols surrounding an illustration of the golem, which we think might be helpful if you guys want to study it.
The cryptic symbols or the golem?
The cryptic symbols.
What do they look like?
They look like this, and this one looks like that, a squirrely thing, and they're like runes.
Thanks.
Nah, basically, like, if you guys take a look, then you, after looking through the book and studying the runes, after about an hour, you realize that it's basically like a set of magic words, and it will activate a portal to send you into the Anorak Desert.
The fucking portal.
I don't want to go to the Anorak Desert.
They gotta get you fucking out of Candlekeep.
Why do I want to go to the desert?
I just explained.
I know why. I get.
However, don't go yet. I see you guys are all jumping to go.
No, we're not.
All fucking jumping to go.
We almost died last time, May. Like, a lot.
I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, why don't you go, May?
I got things to do.
I figured.
I'm important here.
Okay.
They don't send important people to these shitholes.
We're getting pretty powerful, May.
You want to fight, May?
I don't know. I think we could take her now. I wouldn't.
And May's lair of the Candlekeep.
I have 700 lair actions. One is with my purple worm.
She mounts. Most of them are with my purple worm.
She mounts you.
Yeah. Ah, no!
Oh, God, Meg, no!
This was a mistake.
She flings a tit at you.
Yeah.
This is the I want to die. I choose to fail my critical, my rolls.
What do you know? Two net ones, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Anyway.
Escape button.
The desert is hot, right?
Okay.
And I don't think you guys have been exposed to this sort of heat before, but you're going to want to take a lot of water.
You don't know.
Because you're going to need to drink about a gallon of water an hour.
If you're I have two summer. Alchemy jugs that can produce like 10 gallons of water.
Hey, good news. Bara doesn't need food or water.
I think you still might need water for this desert. I don't know how that works. Maybe. I'll look it up in a minute. I didn't think anyone wouldn't need food or water.
We have plenty of water. We're fine. Thanks, man. We got... I can create 20 gallons of water a day. Is that enough? Is that enough for you, May?
I don't think it is.
Well, let's see. The sun's up for what? 14 hours of the day?
How many gallons of water does someone have to drink a day? There's only four of us.
You're in the desert.
Right, so 5 gallons of water each for a day?
Well, if you're traveling during the day, you're going to need 10 gallons a person.
10 gallons a person.
Yeah.
That seems excessive.
Or you can take a, you know, constitution saves.
So I have two things that make 10 gallons of water.
Oh, wait, sorry. I'm way off.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, you need 30 gallons each.
10 gallons seems excessive.
Sweating your ass off.
That's a lot.
Okay, so yeah, you just need 2 gallons per day.
Okay, that's better. 10 gallons each.
So definitely use those alchemy jugs.
I will. Thank you, man.
Or travel at night.
Would you recommend drinking soy sauce?
Sure. No. I hope you drink a lot.
So we can use one alchemy jug for water and the other one for soy sauce.
Or mayo.
Why do you need soy sauce?
Umami.
It's so salty.
You can do mayo, man. That'll sustain you. It's got everything you need.
It's fat. A lot of fat.
Fat and fat. A lot of protein. I don't think there's much protein.
Eggs. There's not a lot of eggs in mayonnaise, though. It's mostly fat.
All right. So,
Should we buy extra rations?
I mean, yeah, you probably should be prepared. Anytime you go on these...
Is there any magic items that can just make food?
I mean, there's spells. Create food and water, right?
Do I have... Oh, I can do that, yeah. Okay.
You're fucking retards.
Claire can do that. Oh, yeah!
Yeah, you guys can take me. Can't create a burger.
We were joking, man. Jeez, don't get so insulted.
I'll wreck you.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I gotta go rub out. So
what?
I'm gonna rub one out.
Oh, my God. Please. I gotta flick the bean for a good 20 minutes.
Alcazar always gets me going. His mustache. None of you have good mustaches.
Vern's like, I can't grow a mustache. My hair is fire.
Like a little wood elf. I don't grow beards.
If I grow a mustache, it would burn my nose.
All right. So, ready? Say the magic words.
Alakazam.
Yeah, good enough. Portal opens. You guys can step on through to the desert.
Great. Love the fucking desert.
The desert sun blinds your eyes.
Of course.
And you're dead.
Oh, God, that was quick. And the adventure's
makes over. You step through and die. Ah, fuck.
Yeah, it's not what I wanted, but it still works.
Oh, there we go, real close.
I'm going to put a note with this book.
Yeah, step through at night.
It blinds your eyes, and you feel the heat trying to pull every bit of moisture from your body. The bone-dry air makes each breath burn hot and taste of the baked earth. Below you, about 50 feet away, a camel watches two desert nomads unearth a hulking stone golem half buried in the sand.
Well, that was quick.
Intent on their investigation of the golem, they don't notice you.
Fireball.
Oh, my God.
On the camel.
You can assume the nomad-looking people you would realize are...
Nomads.
The
Alcazar.
The bicentennial nomads.
The Muslims.
Oh my god. The Bedin.
Oh, the Bedin.
That live in the desert.
Yeah. Close. Muslims is pretty close.
Oh, the Bedays.
I was like, ah!
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Cliff's not going to make it. Yeah.
It goes through your nose again every fucking day. This podcast is making me shoot through my nose.
So the Bedin, they're good guys, right?
I mean, Alcazar trusted them, right?
Does anyone want to, like, say, hey, like, Inferno's like, all right, so they're probably decent guys that are digging up that stone golem that we need to look at. What do you want to do? Should we call out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mara goes, hey.
There we go. Oh, great.
And they turn, and you notice one is an older man.
You're the most coded man.
Getting pretty
you're
up
the most
there.
Charismatic.
Gray-haired. The other one is obviously a much younger boy. Mm. And they turn, and the boy goes, grandfather, look.
Hello.
These must be adventurers, all clad. How amazing. We rarely see such sights out here in the desert.
That's true. We're pretty amazing.
And the old man goes, Pesh,
you call me
calm
a fucking
yourself.
Frying pan?
We live in Anorak. You should know that the
why do you sound like May?
Because my voice is shot now.
Oh, okay.
He said, you should know of the dangers of those who pursue magical power.
I banish the old
I
man.
Do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I
see?
Know.
And he goes, I know, but still, they look cool. I like your shit.
Guys. Thanks, man.
He said, don't curse.
Your shit.
Do you want to see something really cool?
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
He cast Firebolt with... on the camel.
Oh my god! No!
No, he just cast Firebolt.
What did you do?
He just cast Firebolt.
Oh, neat!
Yeah.
And the old man is kind of like,
And then he goes, you want to see something else?
Barbara's like, stop, please. You want to see something else? Zip.
You like gladiator movies?
Stop, please. Yeah.
No, Inferno's not like that with kids.
Shamir says, I didn't notice any travelers as we were making our way through the desert.
We went through a portal.
Portal.
I see. Is there anything we can help you with while you travel through?
Yeah,
our
we
lands?
Want that big stone golem.
Ah, yes, we just noticed it here, half buried in the sand.
It's apparently Alcazim.
Who's talking?
Inferno.
Okay.
It's apparently what's his name?
Alcazar.
Alcazar's golem.
We don't know who Alcazar is, but
nobody does.
He's an adventurer. Apparently, he's got this really big book.
Yeah, it makes May wet.
Do you know who May is?
No.
I didn't think you would.
We don't get much news around.
He's from
here.
Candlekeep. You know where Candlekeep is?
We have heard of the legendary Candlekeep. That is quite far from here, though.
How far? Just out of curiosity.
He goes many, many. Many weeks of travel.
Oh, God. Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I fucking pay portal.
We're never going to get back.
So much.
Inferno just...
You're in Anorak, don't you know?
No, I didn't know where Anorak was.
Right? The Sword Coast.
It was 3 feet. We walked through a portal and now we're here.
Magic is very dangerous.
I know shit.
maybe you guys seem like you can.
Jut runs and goes, is there a temple of Tyr around here?
Don't you mean hill?
No. There's not many temples. There's not many permanent structures here in the desert. The desert is a harsh place filled with many terrors left over from the fall of the Netherese Empire.
Oh.
Do you mind if we investigate this golem?
No. No, we were just taking a look at it ourselves. You're free to do so.
All right. Who's got, well,
it's probably
Inferno.
Probably the mage, yeah.
Yeah, Inferno has a +10 to investigation.
Yeah, maybe we should go with Kiyothi then.
What?
It's +4.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds better.
Okay.
Do you want to do, can I roll for investigation or is that?
Yeah, you can look at it.
You have to roll this then.
Roll a tiny one?
Yeah.
Fuck.
17.
It is a large stone golem.
Yep.
In the center of its chest, you see a very large blue sapphire.
Oh.
You don't know how much it's worth, but you would know it's worth, it would be worth a penny. You know, pretty penny.
I think it's only worth a penny. It's not worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what a penny is.
Probably is. It's probably where his power is, though.
Should we do an Arcana check on and see if there's any sort of magical?
I have a plus 10 Arcana, too.
No. Oh, that's a good one though. 28.
Oh, yeah. You definitely, you know that the golem itself isn't magical, but there's definitely magic emanating from the sapphire itself. Quite a bit.
Do what can I do an identify on the sapphire? As a ritual?
You'd have to touch it.
Okay.
What? Oh my god, you get sucked into something else.
I hope so. God, I hope so. I hope I go somewhere cold.
As you go to touch it, the golem's hand grabs your hand before you can touch it.
Oh. I'm sorry, but I wasn't.
It holds its pose, doesn't.
Can I get out of it?
I mean, after a minute or two.
I said, what if Keothi and Jutrun just grabbed the arm and started like wrenching it off of Inferno?
don't do that. He's like, no, I'm okay. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. I think if we start fucking with this thing more, it's gonna kill all of us.
Or just rip your arm.
I'm okay with that. Okay. I can grow back.
Does anyone remember maybe some of the information May talked about?
It's defensive.
It follows Alcazar around like a puppy.
Why?
Because he knew a command word. Alakazam. Alakazar.
Blue Sapphire.
No, it was the Netherese. Something from the Netherese.
Oh, right, because you made the Nether Regions joke.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Netheresia.
We should really write stuff down.
I guess you're just stuck in this fucking desert.
So I have...
Everyone make an intelligence check. We'll see if anyone... we'll go it the other way. See if anyone remembers...
24.
Eight. I got eight too.
24.
You have
eight.
Two characters.
Oh, I'm gonna roll. Okay. And then eight.
Who didn't? Who didn't roll the 24?
Inferno.
Okay. He remembers that the command was actually the.
Okay.
The Knights of Nee.
The Netherese Wizard. So it was created by the Netherese Wizards.
What's
to protect
name?
One of the fabled Nether Scrolls under the control of Prince Hamukai.
Oh, Hamukai. Yeah, that's it. I remember now.
So Hamukai. As you say Hamukai, the golem like kind of comes to life and perks up and looks at Inferno like questioningly like, can't say anything, but it goes like...
Can you let me go?
And he lets you go.
Oh, cool. So, I don't speak sign language, I don't
think. And the little boy's like, wow! It came to life!
Shut up!
Oh,
shut up! Shut the fuck up! Sorry, it's a golem. I don't want to fight this thing.
He didn't say anything.
And Shamir is like, oh, this is amazing. This must be the Jerry Golem.
You shut up, too.
Oh my God.
Let's kill him.
So,
is this his first adventure?
It is.
It's not.
That's the sad part.
So, he says,
what does that mean?
Inferno says to the Golem, put your left leg up.
And the Golem goes, and kind of shrugs and does it.
Okay, so he's intelligent. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. I was just seeing if you were intelligent or if this was just you did everything I said.
He gives a little thumbs up.
Okay, so he is it's an intelligent construct, which is rare, very rare.
Yeah, that's fine. How much is it worth then?
It's not. No,
he wants to sell it.
He's intelligent. You can't sell it.
I'm pretty sure you can sell just about anything.
Well, that's called slavery.
Oh, look at this guy. No, it's called a transaction.
Inferno and Jutrun are both offended. And he looks at Inferno, looks at Barrow like, just to think, I was going to have sex with you.
And the goblin goes, makes a face at all of you.
I was going to make sweet love to you, and now I find you're like this.
I was going to use my rod to hold person on you.
The immovable rod that just pins you against the wall.